my name is Gerald Zuniga.
And I'm Mike Barnett. We're from the Research and Software Engineering Group in Microsoft Research. And we want to show you an editor extension that we've written for Visual Studio 2010 that makes it easier to program with code contracts and takes advantage of the code contracts that exist. So what's the simplest way we can just show off what the extension does, Daryl?
Okay. Today we're just implementing a simple substring method that takes a start position and an end position. So we'll start by calling substring on our input string. And immediately, you'll see this new contracts block within the IntelliSense window.
So that's the normal IntelliSense window that we've always seen.
Yes, you always see this IntelliSense window, and here you have the summary of your method and the summary of your parameter. But this contract block is new. This is what the extension provides to you. It shows you all the contracts you're being held against when you make this method call.
Oh, that's great. So that means now I have much more information about the method I'm calling. It tells me not just what the parameters are, but what has to be true about them. Oh, that's fantastic.
Right. You see what you're required to give it and the output you'll get if you pass in the right parameters. As you'll see, the first contract simply requires that you don't give it a negative start index, because that wouldn't make sense.
Great. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's so much more help when I'm programming to see that information.
Yes. So we'll fill out our little method here, and the standard substring takes a start position and a length, and we're calculating the length for you.
And so now if I hover over that substring call, I'll still say, there I see again all the contracts in the quick info.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. All right, so that works for base class library. And where do those contracts come from?
So these contracts come from the code contracts tools. They're mined from source code and displayed right here.
So if I put my own contracts in, will it also show those to me?
Yes, sure will. So we'll add a simple contract to our method right here. We require that our input string not equal null.
And if none of you... if you don't know how to use code contracts, there's other videos you should go watch right now, or, well, you should wait until we're done, and then go watch them so you can learn more about how to use the code contracts tools.
Yes.
All right, so we've put in our own precondition that says that inputs, the first parameter should not be null. All right, now what do we do next?
So now what we have to do is enable, in the code contracts tool, we have to make sure we're building reference assemblies.
Oh, so you've already installed the code contracts tools on this machine.
Yes, the code contract tools are installed, and this property page appears when you have installed code contracts.
Great. Oh, and there's the tab for reference assembly, so we just say build it. Good.
Yep, and we make sure that's being built.
Okay.
And we go back to a program and build this.
All right.
Great.
So now we should see our contracts when we make calls, right?
So now if we call our substring method, right there, you'll see our contract that we just wrote.
Oh, that's amazing.
So these get updated in real time. As soon as you build, you'll see your nice little contracts that you wrote. So we'll just give it a very small setup here. So one other thing that we can do with the code contracts extension is we can also see contracts that are inherited when we override methods.
All right, so what's the easiest method to override? What's the
simplest? Let's just override toString.
All right. Every object has that. Okay, great.
And right away you'll see these are the contracts that are on every toString object requires this. It ensures that the result isn't null, and it is also a pure method.
So what's pure mean?
Pure just means that the method should be side effect free.
Oh, great. So now this is telling me that as I implement this method, I should make sure to return a non-null value.
Yes.
Oh, that helps me a lot. So, I mean, for this simple method, this.
And again, if you call the toString, the base toString method, you'll see the same contracts that you're inheriting.
Fantastic. Wow. So that's great features that you can now have inside of Visual Studio 2010 if you install our editor extension.
Bye.
Bye.